The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA. Coming up in February will be the second annual modified reunion at New Smyrna Speedway. We have Jerry Benner, who's the organizer for that event, and Ron Bouchard on the line with us.
What's happening, Jerry?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
Welcome to the show.
Doing good. Ron, you there?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Ron Bouchard. Now, I was just saying, we were talking about you before we had you on, and I'm saying, you know, we got a real race car driver on tonight.
not anymore.
Well, you know.
I used to be race car driver.
But, you know, people can still turn on the TV and see you on there racing with those ESPN showing all those races of the day. But, Ron, you know, you were at the reunion last year, correct?
Yes, yes, I was.
And did you get to talk to a lot of folks there? A lot of folks were interested in you and the other guys that were there, right?
Oh, we had a great time. Had a lot of great race cars, you know, a bunch of them from the vintage days. Bobby Judkins' 2X and a couple of Maynard Troyer's cars were there. They had a bunch of them, and it was a great time. I mean, there was a lot of people that come out and, you know, talked about the old times and the old races that all of us went to.
Right. You know, now, Ron, did you raced a lot around here in Florida, didn't you?
Well, I did mostly when I in February we used to go to New Smyrna, and you know, then after that, prior before Daytona and stuff, when I ran Winston Cup, you know, every winter we would go down and run a bunch of races there, and then, you know, prior to that we ran New England. You know, we used to race 5-6 nights a week and race all over the place. Any place where they had a race and they paid money, we were there.
Yeah, how did it come about that you were able to get into the Winston Racing at that time? How did that happen for you?
Well, back in the early 80s, I was driving for a guy by the name of Bob Johnson, and we had a modified, and, you know, we had won races all over the place, and we decided to part company, and I started to drive for Bobby Judkins. And in that period, Bob Johnson ended up getting a job working on a car that Harry Gant drove for a guy out of Connecticut. And, you know, they were quite successful for a couple of years. And Harry ended up taking a ride with in the Skull Bandit. People probably remember that number 33 car. And Harry went there, and then I had the opportunity to drive that car. And those guys would call me, and because I drove for Bob Johnson, you know, he wanted me to drive that car, and that's how I ended up driving that car, and we had a lot of success together. It was a great time.
Yeah, I mean, you had quite a few wins in the Winston Series, didn't you?
Yes, I won Talladega and had a number of seconds, thirds. You know, we used to always say we talked our way out of a few of them, but, you know, we weren't the top-funded race team, and we always ran good. I won, you know, half a dozen Busch races. We used to have a Busch car, too. And, you know, I won Darlington 3 times in a row, and you know, we had a great time, and it was a lot of fun, and met a lot of great people, and, you know, I wouldn't change that for anything.
Well, folks out there that are listening, Jerry, tell us about this reunion, where it's going to be, time and frame and all that.
Well, the plans are New Smyrna Speedway on February 13th. Everybody should be able to remember Friday the 13th. I hope it's not a bad omen. But from noon to 5, we're going to have all the drivers and such from the Northeast, and some drivers out here from Florida this year, I guess, are going to get involved. Some of the late model guys that more, you know, some more of the locals might know. But we got a real good head start on the drivers list for this coming year. We're up to about 30 drivers right now. Last year we had about 90. And it's just been a ball talking to these people. I just spent the last 2 hours talking to a bunch of guys, and it's great. Everybody's got a story, and it's fun to put together.
Well, you want to rattle off a couple of the names? You don't have to rattle off all of them, but give us a few of the names of the people you're going to have.
Well, one of the guys that didn't come last year is kind of a famous name. It was Wally Dallenbach, is supposed to be coming this year.
Yeah.
I guess Bug Stevens is going to come back. Ron says he's going to come, and Doug Heverin again. I think we got a good chance of bringing Frankie Schneider this year. Buzzy Rudiman's supposed to be there. Leo Cleary, Don Diffendorf just got off the phone with him. The excitement is still going on. The people that I've talked to have been real pumped up since the last one, and they're ready to go to another one.
Now, what kind of events will be happening during the reunion?
Well, it's not a whole lot of event stuff going on. It's a lot of meet and greet, and Jack brought the radio show last year and did a lot of driver interviews and that type of thing. One of the things I think I'm going to try this year, I came up with an idea. Instead of going through the standard questions to everybody, I'm going to make kind of like a Wheel of Fortune type of wheel in the background, and the drivers will spin for their own question, and some of them are going to be kind of oddball. Tell a story about when you had trouble with the tech department. Tell us a story about when the trailer fell off the ball at a hitch on the way home. A traveling story. Who is a person that you made friends with in racing that you wouldn't have had without racing? Different things like that would just get people to think and come up with maybe a story or a personal recollection that might mean something to everybody.
One thing about that event, Jerry, is there was plenty of stories, as both I'm sure you and Ron could attest. There was no shortage of stories, and it was.
I'm not sure how many of them were true, though.
Yeah, but it was. It really was one of the coolest. Of course, I'm not from that area. I didn't really know much about it. I was just sort of an outside observer to the whole thing, and it was really amazing to me to see the emotion from not only the former drivers, but the people in their 40s and 50s who were fans of a lot of these guys. And I know Ron's not that old, but you know what I mean? A lot of the guys were in their 70s and 80s, and it was a very emotional thing for a lot of people there.
Yeah, it really was. The way I look back at it is these guys that used to battle on the track and maybe throw some punches after the races years ago. Now they're hugging each other, crying, and going out to dinner.
Now, is there a race?
I wanted to see at the end of all this.
Is there a race associated with the reunion?
Nah, then they'd be fighting again.
Well, that's not a race for the reunion group, but we do have a bunch of the vintage race cars out there that go out and they do some track time. They got a good hot lap session last year that went over real big with the crowd. And, of course, that whole evening is the Richie Evans Memorial 100-lap race for the Tour-type modified. Plus, they have the super late models and the crate late models and a couple other things. So it's a full night of racing and a full day of fun.
Well, and it being the Richie Evans Memorial, I mean, it fits perfectly with the theme of the whole day.
Hey, Ron, you got a brother named Ray?
No, but I have a brother named Kenny. No Ray.
No Ray. Kenny, huh?
Yeah. Kenny Shad. Yeah, he raced for years in Modified and actually was the Rookie of the Year in, I think, 1983 in Winston Cup.
There you go. See, family of racers.
Yeah, all of us, well, the two of us, there's two brothers, and yeah, we raced for years, in New England. And, when we go to New Smyrna, it's a great time because, as you guys just talked about, it's Richie Evans night. And, for years, Richie and myself and my brother Kenny and Jeff Bodine and, Charlie J and on and on and on, Bugsy Stevens, all of these guys, we all race together. And it's a great time to go there. And, yeah, you're right, some of these guys are even a little before my time. But, I know them all, and it's a great thing to go there and see these guys that sometimes you haven't seen over the last 20 years. So it's a great event, and, a lot of fans come, and, it's a great time. We really enjoy ourselves, and, I'm always excited to go. It's a great event.
Is there a website that people can go to check out information about it, Jerry?
Yeah, there is a website. It's a little bit difficult to write down, but it's basically www.modifiedreunion.homestead.com. a little bit difficult, but...
Hey, Jerry, why don't you put a...
Google or something and just put modified reunion. It'll take you there.
Yeah, Jerry, why don't you put a post on the message board, the Real Racing USA message board, with all the latest details, and we'll get Jane or somebody to make it a sticky so it stays right at the top up until the time of the event, and you can always add updates right there, too. And put the website address in there and everything like that.
Oh, I'll make sure to do that. It's easier to go to a link to it than type it out for it.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Especially if you're a bad spieler like me.
A bad spieler.
Okay, hey, fellas.
I got to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Rex Hollinger, that everybody knows him as the Bone Man. But Bone Man is the one that set up the website for us. He's done all the work on it. You know, completely volunteer, and I got to thank him a lot for that. And congratulations again on a feature win the other night, Rex.
See? Now he's got it from two of us. Now, I thought I was going to be first out with it. Obviously, I was, and now you come out with it. And, folks, we did not talk to each other prior to this interview. So, man, Rex, you're really making an impact with that win up there in Orlando.
Wasn't given to him either. He had to take that one.
That's what I heard. Well, that's good. I was glad to hear it. Ron Bouchard, it's great to talk to you. Hope to see you there at the reunion. For all you folks out there that are listening, the reunion is what date again, Jerry?
Friday, February the 13th, 2009.
At New Smyrna Speedway. So if you want to check out these guys that raced in the past and are still around, you're wondering where they're at, where are they today? Well, that's where they're going to be on that day. Appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us on Inside Florida Racing. CC, anything?
No, thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys both a lot, especially you, Ron. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show and all your support last year and your kind words. That means a lot to me.
Well, thank you guys, and it was really great to be here. And I want to tell Rex a great job because, you know, races to win are hard to come by. And I want to congratulate him and look forward to seeing everybody on February 13th.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.